Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight with you, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of this radio program. Of course, we always bring things to the table to discuss with you tonight. And sometimes we'll bring in the same thing without necessarily having planned that in advance, because we don't really talk with one another about what we're going to do until we get here to the studio. And so, Mark, you and I both have the same Bitcoin-related story. And before we get the complaints, oh, you guys, it's just an infomercial. Well, we really are fans of the Bitcoin. I think I can speak for all three of us here because all three of us do have Bitcoins.
Yes.
I won't put words in y'all's mouth.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge advocate of the Bitcoin.
Right. So we're fans of the Bitcoin, and it's also true that there's somebody who's sponsoring the show on behalf of Bitcoin. And of course, Bitcoin isn't a corporation. It's not a company. There's no entity out there that is known as Bitcoin that is sponsoring us. It is an individual who is a bigger fan of Bitcoin because he's willing to spend all kinds of money.
And he was a fan before I was a fan.
Yeah.
Like I was skeptical of Bitcoin for a while. I just kind of thought it would be an internet fad.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose the possibility exists that it still will be an internet fad. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, how can anybody be sure? You don't know what the future is going to be like. But I think now, after watching the Bitcoin, I'm on board fully now with the Bitcoins, mm-hmm. and I think that they're going to be the biggest thing since the internet. I think that they're going to be worth thousands of dollars of Bitcoin. Is my expectation.
Right now it's about $12.65.
Sure be nice to get some stuff at $12.65 that you sell for thousands of dollars later.
It could happen.
It could. And the proof is in the pudding, right? Like, I get from this advertiser that advertises Bitcoins, we get paid in Bitcoins. And I have purchased Bitcoins above and beyond that. Thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoins above and beyond that. And If I wanted to, I could turn all my Bitcoins into American dollars and keep them. But I don't because, mm-hmm. well, I believe in them.
Exactly. So, when we're talking about Bitcoin on here, though, it's from several different perspectives. One is that it's an amazing new concept, one that actually allows the individual to control one's own finances without having to jump through some sort of arbitrary governmental hoops or, provide a social security number or get through certain governmentally mandated gatekeepers and have their account subject being seized by the government at all times. I mean, the previous financial system, the government-based one, is dependent on them, and your bank account status is dependent on how the IRS feels about you and or whatever other government agency that might want to levy it. So you're constantly at risk. So it's also a way to, advocate for our listeners to protect themselves financially. At least, I'm not saying invest all your money in Bitcoin. I would never say that. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You probably should have some gold or silver and whatever other investments you think are interesting. But it's another avenue to potentially protect your wealth from confiscation by the state. So it's not only good from a personal finances perspective, I think, but it's also good from an activism perspective. And that's another reason why we talk about it. And that's what this story is that we've got here tonight, is it talks about how the Bitcoin is helping in Iran with people who are, under sanctions. And there was another story, and I think it was Argentina, where there was some sort of a dire financial situation being imposed by the government, some sort of a clampdown. I forget exactly what it was. But Bitcoin was allowing the people in Argentina to just ignore all of the, whatever regulations that would have otherwise been very inconvenient for them.
I'd like to point out that whatever the sanctions are that have been put on Iran, and I think that sanctions are acts of war and should not be perpetrated and generally only harm the individuals, that Bitcoin isn't helping the people in the government. The government isn't collecting Bitcoin for taxes from people. They don't have, some kind of levy for every Bitcoin exchange that goes on, like a sales tax. They get nothing from Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
So if you advocate for sanctions and you think that it's somehow bad that individuals are in Iran are dodging the sanctions by using bitcoins, and that bitcoins must therefore be a currency of terrorists, then you probably aren't actually against the government of Iran, but you're against the Iranian people, and you ought to rethink that.
Yeah, something's wrong with that perspective. Governments are way different from the people. Let's just look around here for examples of that. People in the U.S. mostly behave on a consensual basis towards one another and respectfully of one another and interact with one another fine all day, day in, day out. But the government people are the ones that are constantly aggressing, threatening, hurting, caging. Let me go with a story here. It's from Bloomberg Businessweek, businessweek.com. Under sanctions imposed by the U.S. and its allies, dollars are hard to come by in Iran. The rial fell from 20,160 against the greenback on the street market in August to 36,000 rials to the dollar in October. It's settled for now at around 27,000. So it's, you know, it's lost almost 50% of its value. The central bank's fixed official rate is 12,260, yet there's one currency in Iran that has kept its value and can be used to purchase goods from abroad. That is bitcoins, the only online or the online-only currency. Created in 2009
by... It's fair to call it an online-only currency. I'm not exactly, you know, a specialist in this area.
There are physical bitcoins, but they are just keys that allow you to access them online. I mean, you can't really use bitcoins in any meaningful fashion without being able to sync up to the network.
Okay.
Eventually. I mean, you can do offline bitcoin transfers, as I understand it, but you have to sync to the network eventually for it to be legitimate.
It's hard to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I always hear it called an e-currency, is what they call it.
Yeah, I just don't want to use it. These terms for the amateur can sometimes get a little confusing, so I just want to make sure I wasn't using it incorrectly.
So it goes on to talk about bitcoins and how it is that they are, you know, decentralized in that it's a network. It is a kind of a peer-to-peer network. There's no one central location that can be shut down by some government, as they've done with, like, the Liberty Dollar in the past.
If you want to shut down bitcoins, you've got to shut down the Internet.
Pretty much. I believe that Bitcoin is, this according to a Finland-based site founded by Jeremias Kangas. He says, I believe that Bitcoin is or will be in the future a very effective tool for individuals who want to avoid sanctions, currency restrictions, and high inflation in countries such as Iran. The advantage for Iranians is that bitcoins can be swapped for dollars that can then be kept outside of the country. Another plus, regulators can't easily track the transactions since bitcoins aren't issued from a central server. Bitcoin users can conduct business on virtual private networks which hide customers' identities. At online store CoinDL.com, shoppers can use bitcoins to buy Beyond Matter, the latest album from Iranian artist Mohammad Rafi. Anyone in the U.S. downloading songs which fetch 0.039 bitcoins or 45 cents each risks violating U.S. sanctions. That doesn't bother Rafiq, who's studying computer engineering as well as playing music. He says, Bitcoin is so interesting for me, he wrote in an email. I wish the culture of using digital money spreads all over the world because it does not have any dependency on anything like politics. He says he's translated some Bitcoin software into Farsi for his friends. I love Iran, and if Bitcoin is good for me, it can be good for more Iranians like me. Iranian-American Bitcoin consultant Farzad Hashemi recently traveled to Tehran.
I just want to point out that it's a great story because people can look at, Americans can look at other governments and see their sort of bad actions pretty easily.
Yeah, the bias.
In the same way that Christians can look at the ideas of Zeus and Apollo and Thor and these gods and kind of say, well, you know, that's just silly nonsense.
Sure, it's easy to see the planks in other people's eyes.
Right. Americans can look at the Iranian government very easily and say, well, you know, that's a messed up despotic government. So if their people can get out from underneath the thumb of their, you know, political organization, then, you know, God bless them. I'm glad that they're able to do it. These things affect our government, too. Our government, tries to steal the fruit of your labor just because they're around. And, well, that's not cool.
We'll come back with more about the Bitcoin and how it's helping people in Iran. And it's also helping around the world because no one is in control of it, yet everyone is. 855-453. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package. Now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on our site. We will share them with you for free. So, once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can get quick access to our live streams.
Even if your phone's kind of slow.
Yeah, I guess. As long as you can play streaming audio, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and
Jimmy, he's so stiff.
Do it for free.
He just doesn't
because
know
he
what
doesn't
joke is.
Laugh or?
A bad joke. Yes. 85, so go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com m.freetalklive.com will take you right to our mobile page. And it's not one of those mobile sites that tries to do everything that our main site does. That would be really hard to program and probably really expensive. So we kept it simple. You can just go and download and use our listening links really quickly. And if you need to get the full site, you can do that too by just going to freetalklive.com on your mobile device. 855-450-FREE. More about Iran here in a moment. Let's go to the phones and get your thoughts. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Let's talk first to George, listening in Baltimore. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk about how I enjoy listening to this show so much.
Is that right?
You and Mark.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. So, what about it was, you know, that you wanted to share?
I just want to say how I started listening. My one friend at work told me to tune into your show one time because he said he really enjoys it too. One of my coworkers. So, and I just started listening a while, and I really like it.
Great. Well, I'm glad that that you enjoy the show. We got that call right there, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How many days in a row has it been now that the first call out the gate has been a really bad crank call?
Right. At least be funny. That's not funny. And it's not like you accomplish anything because it gets dropped. So.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Right. I mean, in this case, I think he did the best job of the poor jobs all along, in that he was, you know, he'd done a little research. He knew the names of the hosts. I mean, he was having some success in that area. But
I knew right out the gate what it was going to be.
Yeah, he sure did.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's see if James in Bangor, Maine has anything valuable to contribute. James.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
We're hovering over the dump button, James.
I'm sorry, James. What now? Away. 855-453.
That kid sounded like he was 12.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. I don't know. What else do you do at this point? I mean, we've admonished them and said your pranks are terrible, and they continue to call with them. So I guess we'll have to install more stringent calling procedures
at this
point. Because I'm kind of tired of it. You know, we want you to have something to contribute to the airwaves of this show. Yeah, we've got the technology to make sure that your naughty words don't make it on the air. I mean, it's not working, guys, just so you know. The dump machine, it charges up every time we use it again. It's not like it runs out.
Do you think that they're hearing the... Do you think they go back and listen to the podcast at freetalklive.com where you can go back and you can get the...
Maybe.
Lines?
They could certainly hear them themselves do it live, listening online.
They think that they're getting through?
Maybe. But then they would have to ignore everything we say after they...
Well, maybe they just think that we're messing it up.
I don't know.
We got through. Did you hear that?
Maybe they think we're BSing them, and they actually did get on the air and on the radio.
All I can say is if you're juvenile, little dirty, wordy dirds there, and get other people to come and get downloads of Free Talk Live, where you can go to freetalklive.com and get downloads for free. Please, by all means,
download our show, right?
Download so you can hear a few dirty words. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if it starts working. Ian and I will just go on and do a special podcast edition where we say nothing but dirty words for 2 minutes straight.
You could, I guess we could do something.
How many dirty words exist? I think it'd be quicker than 2 minutes.
You could do the Urban Dictionary.
Good point.
Figure something out.
1-855-450-FREE. So back
to some foreign language ones that you could study up on.
So anyway, as we've said a million times, we like a good crank, and if you're bad, you're going to get dumped. And if you say something that can't go on the radio, you're going to get dumped. So try to be more creative if you actually want to be appreciated. I don't appreciate that. 855-450-FREE. We go back to the Iranian story here. As Iranians are working or living abroad, they can send bitcoins to their families, those who are not in Iran. And then they can use one of the online currency matchmaking services to find someone willing to exchange their bitcoins for euros, reals, or dollars. Bitcoins are useful to Iranians wishing to move their money around, either to children studying in Europe or America, or simply to stash cash in a safe place. As the value of the rial plunges, many Iranians are trying to acquire foreign currencies. Amir Hossein Madani says we have no idea what will happen. He's traded tens of millions of street market dollars in Tehran over the last 2 years. He says these days prices change every 10 minutes. The uncertainty has led some Iranian software developers to ask clients to pay them in bitcoins. Anyone with a computer is able to own, send, and receive them. You can be at an internet cafe in Iran and managing a bitcoin account, says John Matonis, a founding board member of the Bitcoin Foundation, the Seattle nonprofit that promotes the currency. The exchange rate in Iran is 332,910 rials per bitcoin. It isn't known how many Iranians use bitcoins to skirt sanctions. According to local bitcoins, Kangas said that 32 people in Iran have contacted each other through just his website. An internal FBI report in April expressed concern over the online currency. The report was leaked to Wired and BetaBeat, saying that since Bitcoin does not have a centralized authority, law enforcement faces difficulties detecting suspicious activity, identifying users, and obtaining transaction records. Yay! That is good news for the rest of us who are not really interested in having the government know what our finances are and not interested in having the government, any government, whether it be the U.S. government, the state government, the local government, the Iranian government, North Korea. I don't want anybody calling themselves a government to know what my financial transactions are. It's none of their business. I'm not owned by them. I'm not. I know they think that they own me, but I don't want to live that lifestyle. I want to be as free as I possibly can, and having some bureaucrat being able to raid my bank account, check over all my financial transactions, and then come over to me and say, well, we see that you've pulled in X amount of dollars this year, and now we think that you owe us this. I'm not interested in giving you that.
How could that possibly benefit society as a whole? I mean, you could only believe
Mark,
that.
Mark, we need roads in the military.
Right. As though we can't put concrete down on the ground without the state telling us how to do it.
I'd venture to say that we could do a better job because the roads, I know that... People, the roads is like that libertarian issue where people are like, whatever you do, don't bring up the roads. I think the roads should be one of the first things to go. I hate government roads.
Well, I wouldn't know whether or not they could create a better than a government road. I don't know, but I suspect that, first off, I mean, putting concrete on the ground can't be that hard, or pavement, whichever the case may be, blacktop. And that can't be that hard. But surely there'd be some innovations in the area of roads over the course of decades that haven't occurred now. And I mean, everybody knows that the government spends too much money on any project. So if it was just an innovation that made it less costly, it would be a great innovation.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control here. Bring up what you want. So is it a infomercial about Bitcoin? No. It's telling you about something that's a viable solution to protect your finances. And it's great. And like I said, there's no Bitcoin corporation out there that's benefiting from this. It's a real community-based currency. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free, take control of the airwaves at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. We give them away to you. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. And we've got our bulletin board system that actually allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. And like the rest of our website, the bulletin board system is totally free.
But you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and toss something in the Bitcoin tip jar if you'd like. There we have a bunch of useful links about Bitcoins where you can go study up, learn more about what I believe, and Ian, I think you probably do too, is probably the biggest invention since the internet. Ian?
The Bitcoin? Yeah, of course.
Okay, I just want to make
sure. Sorry, I'm talking the board up.
Oh, trying to stop crankers?
Yes.
You can't stop them. They're like the marketplace. You can't stop them.
No, I don't think we can stop them, but there are certain things that can be done to make getting through the call screening process a little bit more difficult.
All right, you go on with your central planning. I'll talk to talk to people about BitInstant.com.
Please, because it's a great site.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way for you to get Bitcoins. There you can go and any place in the world, basically, get Bitcoins. You can do it online, and you can do it through more than a million locations around the world in more than 30 countries. You can deposit Bitcoins, have them in your account in just minutes. They've got, you know, they're a real business where they have some staff available to answer your questions all the time, or at least during business hours. BitInstant.com. Go check them out. I'm, you know, every interaction I've had with them has been very pleasurable. BitInstant.com.
So, Julia has something to share with us about unschooling tonight, and I'm a fan of the idea. Everything I've ever heard about it is really positive. I know a couple guys here in the Keene area who are kind of natives to the region who went to after they were into high school and government school, they actually left government high school and they went to what's called a Sudbury school, which is basically an unschooling school, meaning that there is a place that young people will go during the daytime at which they are then unschooled, meaning there's no teacher who's telling them what to do. There's no curriculum. There's no one who is, an authority figure that they have to follow all their orders. It's a very self-directed learning process. And that's the idea behind unschooling, is that if you just let young people follow their own desires and, the signals in the marketplace, whatever it is that they want to look into, they'll look into the right things. They'll do what they need to make themselves into better people. And there's a lot of evidence for this all around. And, Mark, I know that you have been kind of struggling with this a little bit, as I understand it. You kind of seemed to like the idea of unschooling, but then you ended up sending Jack to a school. So
I'm sorry we're not living up to your expectations on this.
Well, I don't care. It's your kid.
Jack is going as a Waldorf school, and he goes for, I think, 12 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 8 a.m. to noon, and they play with wooden toys there, and they go outside. It's not like they're, they make some food and do things together.
So they're not sitting in classrooms trying, they have to be quiet when the lights are turned out, raise their hand to speak, that kind of thing?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
It gives them an opportunity to play with other kids. It's essentially a play group.
Mm-hmm.
And homeschoolers and unschoolers regularly participate in playgroups. I know that,
gotcha.
It's not nice for people that like unschooling to see the word school out in front of some place. Lots of us have had bad experiences with places called school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty confident of where Jack's going and how things are going. And, as far as his academic learning goes, he's doing that on his own at home. He's excited about different things, and we're exploring those things together. And this is, I think, the very best thing about unschooling is that, I can see why some parents are disturbed by the idea, because they're responsible to some extent for their kids' learning, and their kid is too. But for me and Jack, it's just been a perfect little mesh. When he wants to learn about something, we go learn about that thing. Today, go ahead.
It makes sense from a human development standpoint that children naturally are interested in learning as much information as they can, and that their brains are designed to do exactly that at that age.
And, I think that it's true for the rest of us. All the time, you're trying to learn things. You're
right.
Learning things about what you want to know about, whether it's football and football statistics or, whatever it is, learning how to fix a car, whatever it is you might be interested in learning in, you're doing that.
Well, it's absolutely still true for adults, but children have an advantage. Their brains are just structured differently. What's the saying? They're like a sponge. Mm-hmm. But that is true, right? Like, children can just soak up so much more information than adults can. That slows down as you age.
Right. I think that's true. We let him sometimes go on YouTube to watch videos. Currently, he's been very interested in astrological stuff. And,
did you show him Mr. Tackpants?
No. I try to avoid that part of YouTube. It's not always successful. Every once in a while, you'll find him looking at a dinosaur video where somebody drops an F-bomb. I'm like, and try to attempt to make that. That's learning I would prefer not to him to engage. But, it's kind of surprising when your 4.5-year-old has been, on the thing and on the video there watching YouTube and then comes back and wants to talk to you about the largest star, VY Canis Majoris. Did you know that VY Canis Majoris was the largest star?
News to me.
I think that it's of the largest stars. There may be larger ones. They're always finding new things, but this is what this video told him. And I didn't even understand what he was saying, because he's got that little boy talk a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but he was, sure enough, he was talking about a real, I thought he was making something up.
Mm.
So they all surprise you.
I think it's important to point out that unschooling may not be for everybody, right? So you said that your son likes to go to this Waldorf school. He probably likes that he can socialize with other little kids and get out of the house and whatever else, like experience something else. But so Ian was kind of harassing you or making fun of you, whatever, because you send your kid to school. But I think that the key thing is to find out what actually works for you and your children instead of just sending them to public school. And, even public school works for some people. There were a few people that excelled at public school.
Sure.
I was not one of them.
One of the arguments I've seen against homeschooling it's homeschooling is anti-liberal was this article that was written. You can go look it up. And one of the arguments was, well, you have to send your little liberal kids to school so that they can the mean of the whole classroom. You know, the classroom gets dumber without your smart little kids to make dumber. You know, it's the idea.
Well, to look at a government school and to say that some people were successful in it, so that means that it works for them, that just means that they were successful in government school. They could have been far more successful in a schooling environment.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying that it should exist for that reason, but I was just pointing out that, you know, for me, I did so horrible in public school, and I had a terrible experience. I hated it so much, and when I talk about that, every once in a while, I'll meet somebody who's like, wow, I loved public school.
Yeah, I think that the classroom learning environment is fun for certain people at certain times of their lives and can
be
useful.
Teacher's pets.
It can be useful, can be useful for some people in those areas. But I think that the average person learns, especially now with the internet, most people learn in a certain way. They go to the internet, they find out that stuff that they need to learn, they absorb that, and unschooling prepares, at least at my house, unschooling is preparing Jack for a world where that's how he learns. Because when I need to learn something, no one's offering me a class, or at least not for a cost-effective and time-effective means, offering me a class where I can go sit and learn exactly what I want to learn. I mean, no class is going to teach you exactly what you want to learn. They're going to teach you what they teach.
Well, you're talking about your experience in school as, you know, with... Well, I know you went to private school, but most of the school system...
I went to
a gifted school. Whatever. So there were a few classes that really stood out where you really had a good time because the teacher was great and they did engaging activities and things like that. And one of the biggest problems I have with public school is that they basically stomp that out for the most part because you're required to teach a government curriculum. And so there's not a lot of out-of-the-box thinking and learning going on there. It's not allowed in most cases.
So you've got some sort of story that's related to all this,
yes.
Right? All right, we'll get to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. And you, of course, are invited to call in and talk about anything you want, which preferably will be a conversation. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Lunch is ready.
and it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. They include our Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to check it out, or if you're a lady listener, learn how to be part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire, where thousands of liberty-oriented people are going to be moving. Presuming we can reach our goal of 20,000 participants, and I have a feeling that we will. Some projections are saying it'll be within the next 2 years when the Free State Project reaches its 20,000 goal. Could be even sooner if everything starts to accelerate, as it certainly could by the time things get closer. A lot of people might be waiting until, you know, I'll join when there's 19,000 people, or I'll join when there's 18,000 or whatever. But we're up to over 13,000 participants right now, over 13,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. You want a real tangible example of how this is working? There's an open anarchist who was elected to state representative in Manchester in a race against a small government Free State Project participant. So the open anarchist won the election. He's a Free State Project participant. I met him for the first time this weekend. He came to Keene Social Sundays. His name's Tim O'Flaherty. He got actually some coverage in Comedy Central. And it was one of those things where all of the odds were stacked against him. He won the primary by one vote. So there's so many lessons in this one, just this one election. Very interesting.
So let me get this. This is the kind of person who calls themselves an anarchist that really means, full-scale libertarian?
Yes.
Okay. So a complete liberty activist won an election here in New Hampshire by one vote. So the person who voted for him made a, you know, their vote made a difference.
Yeah, that vote, that one vote in the primary was what locked it in for this guy. Because if you were a Democrat in New Hampshire, you probably won your election for state representative. And so people just voted straight ticket Democrat, as, you know, they tend to do, ignorantly just voting for
enough
their party.
Well, that's what's so interesting about that is, to me, it says that most people that are voting are not paying attention.
That's correct.
They do not care to do any sort of research. They're just going to vote for the party. And so... why doesn't everybody just run as a, like, if I bet if you ran as a Republican, you would have gotten a ton more votes.
Probably true, but I would run as a Democrat because I would want a chance at winning in Keene. If you live in Keene, New Hampshire, you have to run as a Democrat in order to win. But Keene's Democrats are probably a little different than the ones in Manchester. They're more well-organized, better entrenched, I think, here, more locally influential. But just as another example of what happened with this guy, Tim, he not only did he win the primary by one vote, but... he also, in the main election, was attacked by both the Republicans and the Democrats. There were anti-Tim hit pieces that went out. There was even a mailing that was sent out.
What would they do, though? I mean, what would...
Don't vote. There were people holding a sign at his election location. There were three people holding a ginormous sign at the election location where he was standing outside all day, too, saying Tim O'Flaherty is a free stater or something like that. Like, you know, it was something outing him as a Free State Project participant. They really got the word out as much as they could. They sent out mailers. There was a Republican hit piece mailer that went out against him. The Democrats, I think, had some sort of a handout or mailer, and it ended up turning out that it was another supposed liberty activist that had published the flyer against him. So you actually had kind of a dirty campaign between two...
It wasn't his opponent, though.
No, it wasn't his opponent. It was apparently someone who knew his opponent. I won't go any further than that. But, you know, so you got two Free State Project participants competing for the same seat, which is already a win. And then on top of that, the one that considered himself an anarchist won the vote in the primary by one vote. In the general, I don't know what the spread was, but it was larger. And all of that despite having two hit pieces against him by all of the opposition.
It shows the value of getting involved in politics in New Hampshire.
Yeah, because you can actually win here, unlike in pretty much everywhere else, where it's next to impossible. You got to be one of the good old boys. You got to be really wealthy, or one of those things to get into office. So, if you want to actually have a chance at winning in the political system, if you want to see government turn around and get smaller, you've got to get together with other people that think like you do. Go to freestateproject.org to make sure it happens. Either it's what Julia suggested, and that people are ignorant and they just vote straight ticket. Or they actually voted for an anarchist. One or the other.
Well, the thing is with voting is it's both of those.
Yeah.
Some people said, well, you know, I don't care. He's a Democrat.
Right.
Or I'm going to vote for Democrats this year, and I don't look at signs at the polling place because all those people are, you know, they're political operatives, and I don't trust political operatives.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I mean, there's a whole variety of reasons why people voted for him. And, you know, I think that his opponent in this circumstance is a guy that's thoroughly involved in the political process and certainly deserves to be in the NH House. It's, you know, I mean, it is luck and, you know, fortune that Tim managed to get in above him, and I'm certainly not going to begrudge him that either. But I think that this is...
And he's one of about a dozen Free State Project participants that won election to State House. There's also other folks that have been elected to city councils and other boards around, you know, the different towns in New Hampshire. And this is just barely... we're barely getting started here. We've only got 1,100 people that that are here now as part of the Free State Project. We want to get 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine the impact. Imagine we've already had this level of impact. Imagine the impact we'll have when we have twice as many people, like 2,000 people here. And then imagine 10,000, 20,000. I mean, it's mind-boggling what we could accomplish for liberty in our lifetime. So once again, go to freestateproject.org. We're going to get back into unschooling in a moment. But Steve is on the line in New Mexico. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve in New Mexico, going once. Steve, hey Steve, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just want to talk about the Middle East because I heard before you guys were talking about Iran.
Yes, sir. And we dropped that one, too. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, unschooling, Julia. Let's jump into it.
Right. And this is actually a family from New Hampshire, I believe. So I thought that was cool. I don't know this person. I thought maybe I might know them, but I've never heard of them. So.
Okay.
It's from GulfNews.com. I let my children do whatever they want.
That's a great title.
It is.
That'll
and
get people's hackles up.
Well, and it's not only about the schooling, and I'll get into it more, but she has that that technique for everything. Mm. Like, there's really not rules in this house. Dana says her four children have never been to school, aren't made to study, and can get up and go to bed and eat whenever and whatever they want. But they're the best behaved kids around. No school, no exams, no bedtimes, no mealtimes, and certainly no rules. It sounds like every child's wildest dream, but for Dana Martin's four children, aged 13, 11, 7, and 4, it's a daily reality.
Well, I'd love to hear their, you know, how things go, because I can tell you that this is not how my house goes. We may be doing unschooling at my house, and I think that unschooling is really just the normal way people learn.
Right.
It's just a term for how people learn.
I agree.
But, you know, child-directed learning, I'm a little more comfortable with that. But you can believe there's mealtime, there's bedtime. So, you know, not every family that does unschooling does this.
Well, and from a practical point of view, I think that, like, if I'm cooking a meal for four people, you're going to eat it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to make another meal for you. That just seems not practical.
Yep.
I mean, my mom was willing to compromise. She would make things that I like, and if she made something that I didn't like, there would at least be one thing that I could eat, you know, and I appreciated that. But I can't imagine just being like, no, I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to eat something else. You know.
Well, I would be deeply concerned with what Jack would choose to consume if he was, you know, given his druthers.
Right. Well, she goes on to say that they eat healthy, but
I'm glad
they can eat. Yes, the controversial 39-year-old mom and her husband Joe, 42, have made the bold decision to raise their kids in an unschooled household, and they believe that they're healthier and happier for it. Dana explains, "We live every day like it's the weekend. The kids have never been to school, and we don't force them to study at home. We treat them with the same respect as adults. There is no punishment or chores." Now, I don't agree with that either. The chores bit, I think that, chores are...
Put those brats to work.
Right. I think chores are valuable. I hated them when I was a kid, but, I live here, too, and I live here for free. Why shouldn't I help out? We should all help out, right?
Okay, so the way we've decided to go about it at our house is every kid wants to have money to
right.
buy things.
That's what mine was for, an allowance.
And, an allowance, I don't like allowances either because they dictate a certain amount. So Jack can go, and currently he has things that he can do to earn money, including picking up sticks and putting them in cardboard boxes so that I can, you know, burn them in the outdoor wood boiler and things like that.
Right.
Any four-year-old can pick up sticks and put them in a box if they want to. I know. I have one that can. And so, I mean, you know, he doesn't have chores in that he has specific things, but, you know, he's got ways to earn money.
All right, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue in moments.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty Snickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Snickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.